Today the church rejoices, greatly rejoices, in this event which we celebrate, a historical event, an event which begins in modern times, compared, of course, to Genesis, the salvation of mankind. And the first to receive this salvation is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And how is this so? St. Thomas Aquinas did not understand this. It was up to St. John Scotus, the Franciscan Scotsman, who understood it, that the salvation of Christ goes forward and backwards in time. And so the Blessed Mother, at the moment of her conception in the womb of St. Anne, God put his hands there. Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, put his hands and stopped sin. What an incredibly amazing thing. And of course, only God could do this. Only God could achieve this. And so at this moment, the moment of her conception, the first person to be conceived without sin, since the creation of Adam and Eve, is conceived Mary Immaculate, our most holy and blessed mother. And it would be through her immaculate conception that would make it ready and possible for the eternal Son of God to take a human nature from her. So, it is interesting that the greatest theologian of the church did not see this. It was to be another, a Franciscan, rather than a Dominican, who saw it and who taught it to us. St. John Duns Scotus. He was canonized by Benedict the 16th. And then, of course, we have all these wonderful readings and the propers of today's Mass. The Blessed Mother rejoices because God has done this for her. And he has done this for her because he has done this for her to be able to become the Mother of God. Because the Son of God cannot possibly be touched in any way, shape, or form by sin, by original sin, and by any other sin. And so today we celebrate this wondrous mystery. For many, many centuries, the Church believed this. It's not a new teaching, but many people did not understand the particulars of it. And then, in the 19th century, finally, and the Church moves slowly sometimes, it was through the ministration and through the infallible proclamation on this day in 1854 that Venerable Pius IX proclaimed it as a dogma of faith that must be held, that must be believed by all Christians, by all Catholics. It is not something that we choose or not to believe. We either do or we don't. We either are part of the Church or we are not. We either go to heaven or we do not. It is a requirement of our holy Catholic faith. And so today, we celebrate this great mystery that Mary, who was foreseen as the readings of today, attest from the very beginning of the world, of the universe, was foreseen as free from sin. Because she was to be free from sin in order to become the mother of the Son of God. And of course, we, in just a few days, will celebrate the birth of the Son of God through the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so we give thanks to God for this great mystery, for this great gift of the faith, the Immaculate Conception. Mary is a sinless before, during, and after in every way, virgin before, during, and after in every way, of the Son of God, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And through her, not only is the Son of God born, but the Church is born. And thus she is the most holy, immaculate mother of the Church. Our mother. So we give thanks to God on this day for this mystery. And we pray to her at every turn, always and everywhere, for this wondrous gift of the Immaculate Conception. As we celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us give thanks to God, who has planned everything perfectly, unlike we who make so many mistakes and forget this and forget that perfectly, without anything being remiss, that the Blessed Mother is conceived. And already she was there in the mind of God from the very beginning of the universe. And the readings are so beautiful because it speaks to us of the magnificent role of the Blessed Mother. He says to us, ludens, playing. The Blessed Mother was playing in the sight of God. This is the beginning of time. But in the mind of God, she was there already. The perfect creation. And she was delighted in every way, playing with the children of men. Now, therefore, the book of Proverbs tells us, hear my words, children of men. Ye children, hear me. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is a man that heareth me. And this is the Mother of God speaking. Not God, not Jesus Christ, not the Holy Spirit. The Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed is a man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that believes in me shall find life. For those who do not believe in the Immaculate Conception, for those who do not believe in the Blessed Mother and all the prerogatives that Jesus Christ has given to her, they shall not find salvation either. And so today, as we give thanks to God for this great mystery, we also beseech the Blessed Mother for the conversion of all who do not believe, the heathens, the Jews, the Protestants, and all the heretics, that they may believe so that they may be included in the kingdom of heaven. Because only with Mary and through Mary shall we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thanks be to God. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.